Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got Beth and Melissa here with you. We're going to be joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Michael Carey.
Michael again. I'm just going to stop saying names. Michael, it's good to hear from you. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing this great. Yeah, Paul will be back the rest of this week beyond today.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So I'll call him Michael tomorrow just to make it even and everything. Did you have a good Christmas, Michael?
Oh, yes. And thankfully, didn't have to be driving in any of those brutal conditions. But the conditions definitely looking up here over the next several days. So getting our January thaw a few days early, in fact. Not so the case yet for today. We're still going to be a bit below average temperature-wise just with some cloud cover out there for today. But we are looking to stay dry. Lower 20s for high temperatures by this afternoon. Southerly breezes to around 5 to 15 miles per hour. And then for tonight, temperatures not dropping back all that much. In fact, looking to hold fairly steady in the upper teens. Wednesday still looking quiet and back above that freezing mark for a change. We'll climb up to a high of 36 degrees there for your Wednesday. Even warm enough for a chance for some light rain or drizzle activity on Thursday with a mild high of 41 degrees. Then we could mix in some light to snow there late Thursday night into your Friday morning, but little if any snow accumulation expected. Friday, a high temperature of 36. That stretch of above-average temperatures continues right into your upcoming New Year's weekend. Saturday, a slight chance for some afternoon light snow shower activity with a high of 35. Still can't rule out some light snow for your New Year's Day. Sunday itself, a high of 36, and still managing mid-30s right into the day on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Appreciate the update, Michael. Good to hang out with you and talk with you again. You have a great New Year's.
Have a great day.
You too. And a big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Best in the business right there. Did anybody else, like, all I heard was nothing negative? Like,
yes.
I was just so happy to. Is there a silver lining here? Not to say that we're not going to get more negative temperatures or anything, but to get hit with such. Bombarded by such a weird cold, like it wasn't just the below zero temperatures or the amount of snow we got. It was the heavy snow with the temperatures
and the wind.
Yes, bombarded by all these things. Do you feel like the rest of winter are going to be like, oh, this is nothing? Like we've already been through like such a. I'm not saying that it's not. It's going to be easy the rest of the winter or anything like that. But just by tolerance level, being out this morning, it was rough, but it wasn't nearly as bad as it was.
Not as bad.
Yeah.
I think the trees are going to give a sigh of relief by the end of this week.
Yeah.
Let loose of some of that massive amount of ice on them.
My mom was teasing me the other day about this. It's like, you're such a city boy. But we have these albino deer by us. And I love those deer. I think they're really cool. And I've seen them for years. I take pictures of them all the chance I get and everything. And it was just so brutal out there the other day, Christmas Eve, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, gosh, I hope those animals are okay. And she's like, Jimmy, you know they were built for this. That's what they're designed for and everything. Still, though, I mean, I know they were, but these animals weren't built for what we did to the world.
All I have to say is welcome to North Dakota.
Well, I can assure you that at least one of those albino deer are fine because I saw one this morning.
That's warm.
Standing so still, I actually stopped to make sure it was a real animal.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't moving.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that a statue? I mean, it's a really white deer.
And how did you see it amongst the other white?
Well, he was standing on the edge of the woods just coming down. Was that 25th Avenue that connects Grand with this, whatever this is over here?
Yeah.
Because I come around that back side. And, yeah, so I'm going slow because that's 25 miles an hour through that stretch. And I see him and I'm going past. I'm like, wait, he's not moving. So I slowed down and I stopped because there was no other traffic. And I'm watching in my rearview mirror and he finally turns his head. I go, okay, it is real.
It didn't freeze in that position.
No, I'm a little worried about it.
It's not a decoration. It's not a
lawn ornament.
I mentioned earlier about shoveling, and I ended up doing something to my neck doing that. I was messing up my back a little bit doing it, too. But I have to say, right out the gate, because we're going to talk a little bit about the dangers of shoveling right now. I came across a game changer the other day. And I don't know if it was Laura that bought it, Melissa, or you, or whoever did, but I've never been around them before. But I was over at Laura's helping shovel, and she's got one of those bent shovels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I've seen these my whole life. I don't know how mm-hmm. long they've been around, 20 years or at least a long time. I know that much. I've never really used one. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I've seen them but never been around one. And I thought, well, why not? You know, I'll just grab it. I just, give it a shot. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a game changer.
Yeah. You don't have to bend over
Holy
as far.
God. Yeah. Ooh, it was, I started using it, and, angels came out and started singing and everything.
Hallelujah chorus.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I mentioned, I'm banged up. I don't even know what position I would be in if it wasn't for that shovel. Like, that thing was a game changer for me. I really like
correct.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one that came from my mom's house, so you can thank my mother.
Yes, very much yes. so. I genuinely mean that. Like, yeah. I told my dad right away. My dad is one of those guys. I love him. But he's like a lot of guys. He gets stuck in the mud there, mm-hmm. and he is not going to change. Mm-hmm. It's like, Dad, this is so different and everything. And I guess I sold it to him so well, he went and bought a red
good.
One, and he loves that
yes.
thing.
Uh-huh.
Why are we making regular shuffles?
I don't know.
Why are not all shuffles made
those are the only
way?
Kind that I buy now, the ones with the,
yeah.
the bend.
Yeah.
The
bend in them.
The
rest
other thing that
life.
I saw that is helpful is you spray the spade part of it mm. with cooking spray.
Oh,
and then
and
the
it
snow
slides
right off.
Ooh.
And it's not as bad for the environment.
My dad is going to love that. I'm telling him that one. That's a great one. Because, I've mentioned a bit on the air and everything. My dad's been in a bit rough shape. Mm-hmm. But that he's also Italian. And he
does that mean stubborn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Deeply stubborn. Like like any other creed there is. There's plenty of stubborn people out there. Italians, we're stubborn and we swear about it.
Okay.
But he'll be out there. He'll be trying to shovel. He'll be trying to do these things. Anything to make it a little bit easier is going to be very appreciated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we know how dangerous snow shoveling is. There may be as many as 100 deaths and thousands yeah. of injuries from snow shoveling each year. Snow shoveling increases your risk of injury, even fatality, which may occur from hypothermia, a big fall, a heart attack. There are so many different mm-hmm. layers to this, and that snow is relentless.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you may want to think twice about shoveling snow if you have the following factors. If you are a smoker, if you have a history of heart disease, if you have a sedentary lifestyle.
Sedentary,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Already had a heart attack, have high blood pressure, or high cholesterol levels.
Oh. Huh.
If you have one or more of these risk factors, consult your doctor about whether snow shoveling is safe. A snow blower or electric snow shovel are also good alternatives to manually snow shoveling techniques.
Electric snow shovel.
Yep,
yeah, that I want to see.
We're looking that one up, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Never
yeah.
heard of this before.
Electric snow shovel.
Best electric snow shovels. I just want to see what an electric snow shovel is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Same.
Huh.
Because what does it like lift itself?
That would be great.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know,
we
you
were just singing the praises
push
of
push it and it kind of goes bloop.
Yeah, it looks like a snowblower.
It does.
It looks like a
a snowblower meets a leaf blower is what it looks like.
Kind of,
pretty
yeah.
much. Yeah.
What comes to mind? Because it kind of looks like one of those Dyson vacuums, like really
small
ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's
the cordless Dysons. Yeah.
It just moves the snow around. That's all it does. Doesn't really get rid of it for you. That's interesting. Yeah, those are great options for people that might be dealing with mm-hmm. those things if you can afford them, if you can.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other problem.
Yeah.
I don't. What do you do then? That's where, neighbors come in. That's mm-hmm. where, we look out for each other and mm-hmm. we try to help out a little bit. But here are some ways to prompt yourself for this. Like, prepare yourself. Before beginning, drink plenty of water. It's
yes.
one of the greatest
yeah.
things you can do for you.
Stay hydrated.
I don't think it's uncommon for people to bundle up like crazy before they go shoveling.
Mm-hmm.
We would never. You're not going to go out there in shorts and do this. Well,
right.
maybe in Wisconsin. Somebody in Wisconsin's going to.
Somebody's teenage boy
yeah.
is
yes.
out there in yep. shorts shoveling.
The majority of us aren't doing that. Don't treat the inside of your body any different.
Right.
Drink plenty of water.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to end up sweating because you're bundled up for the weather, but then you're exercising, which gets your body heated up anyway. So then you're adding that mm-hmm. sweat. It makes you even hotter.
So that's important then also to dress in layers.
Yes.
Because as you start getting warm, you should take off a layer before you start to sweat. Because
yeah.
mm-hmm. once you start sweating out in the cold, you're more of a chance of actually getting colder.
Right.
Because you're, if you're not wearing the right equipment, yeah. Mm-hmm. you can, yeah, that's not a good thing.
I had a great scarf that I was using while I was out there. It lasted about 10 minutes before I was just too hot. Mm-hmm. And I had to, you know, yeah. But that's another reason why stretching is also very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it may seem silly, but do it.
Oh,
do it.
Yes. Also taking breaks.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
don't have to shovel the whole driveway at once.
Such a good one. I'm really trying to make sure I remember that.
Yeah. Well, my former chiropractor, she's just nail this into people. Mm. Like, don't shovel. You don't have to prove anything about your whatever by yep. shoveling the whole driveway right. at once. It doesn't all have to be done in that moment.
Yeah, I think for me, it's adrenaline and just like, oh, I'm almost done. Oh, I just want to get this done. Or, I just want to get it out of the way.
That's how you pull a muscle.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, as my neck is telling me this morning, yes.
And I think part of it is that, just wanting to, I don't want to have to go out again. I just want to be able to do it once and be mm-hmm. done with it. And I think that's the mentality a lot of people have.
It's not uncommon, but you could take a break in the garage and, I don't know, tidy up, putter. Yeah.
Work.
Sit.
Yeah.
Just sit. Get off your feet for a second.
Drink some water.
All this stuff, I know that, because I know plenty of people out there, oh, I want to get this done. I want to be, you know, get it out mm-hmm. of the way and everything. This stuff is only going to make it last longer. The stretching, the drinking water, it'll keep you be having to go out there sooner.
Right.
So you get that mm-hmm. stuff to do yep. that. But it also, if it takes longer, it takes what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, approaching projects that way can be one of the most healthy things you can do right. for your brain and your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you want to get it done in one shot, see if you can tag team it. If you right. have a significant yeah. other in the house mm-hmm. that can also do it, say, okay, I'll take the first 10 minutes, you take the next 10 minutes, then I'll do the next 10 minutes, and mm-hmm. you'll still get it done in that half an hour time, but...
You're not going to kill yourself
exactly.
doing it.
Exactly.
Sorry to be serious about this, but let us never, ever forget the reason that we have kids. It's to do these things, right? Right. That's the whole reason. We only have kids. It's the only reason,
once they get old enough to do it.
Yes, well, yeah. you know what? They're great helpers, though, almost at any age.
They are. They really
especially
are.
If you turn it into a game.
Yeah.
Laura's yep. kids came out and helped me earlier this winter, and we cleared that driveway in no time, and we were just having fun. Like, yeah, Danny, shove this over here. All right, you got that? All right. Padme had the whole van cleared off in like no time flat.
It. Wow.
Except for the roof. She couldn't reach the roof. But, you know, that's fine. Then we switched off and we traded shovels and it was good time.
Use the driveway to make a snowman. See how big you can make that snowball.
I tried that. It wasn't packing well. So
aww.
I still have my snowman. But good. Quinn said I put the face on the wrong side.
Why is it facing the house?
Well, it's facing the door. Not the road.
Okay.
Because so when you look out the window, she's like, it needs eyes and a nose.
Oh, but it needs eyes and a nose.
Well, you could always make it two-faced.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I didn't want to trounce through the snow again.
They also recommend waxing the shovel blade to increase the material slipperiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're kind of touching looking on that, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your perfect shoveling technique, having somebody else do it. No. after stretching, check your form and shoveling technique to ensure you're not putting your additional strain on your back, mm-hmm. James. Always bend your knees, but lift with your legs.
Yep.
Place your feet about hip width, and optimal balance.
Mm-hmm.
Monitor yourself as you lift your snow and double check that the snow shovel blade stays close to your body. Tighten your stomach muscles so that your core supports your body as you lift.
There you go.
In addition, they recommend that you keep your tosses low. There is no need to lift the snow shovel higher than necessary to clear it.
Until the snow gets too high.
Yes. that's something that we were dealing with this past week mm-hmm. and everything. Those are great. Those are really, really good ideas. I also would add to that, just because you think you have your technique down, don't stop checking it.
Right.
Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'll start out great.
Mm-hmm.
When I get going, the first 10 minutes I'm out there, I'm fine. It's the last bit, half an hour I'm out there where my technique is trash. And I, it's like I'm picking up the snow and throw it or whatever.
And maybe that's a sign you need to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the other thing, too, I try to pay attention to is switching sides.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all have a dominant side that's mm-hmm. easier, but switch it up so that you're right. not just working one side of your body.
Well, and that way you're working out your muscles evenly as well. Mm-hmm. It's what you're supposed to do with any type of exercise.
If you feel pain at any time, immediately stop.
Mm-hmm.
That is another thing that they mention here. Reducing fatigue. Shoveling snow is exhausting, especially if you're not used to sudden exertion. To reduce this strain, alternate your hands' positions on the snow shovel. We got this covered. We got this on cover. We're good.
It's almost like we've shoveled snow before.
I know. Mm-hmm. I would also recommend that you make sure somebody knows that you're doing it and can check on you in case something does happen while you are shoveling.
It was in my closing thoughts to make sure of that. I think that's a really good note, Beth. I would also just mention shovel snow efficiently. Work smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. If you're clearing your driveway, wait until the end to clear the snow immediately around your car. You don't want to go over the area twice after you've cleared the top of your vehicle off.
And also shovel your snow the direction that the snow plow is going to push it at the end of your driveway. So you don't put a big pile right where the snow plow is going to come through and bury in your driveway.
Yeah.
It's easier to shovel fresh snow before it starts melting. So begin after the snowstorm to avoid having to shovel messy wet snow. Removing snow from roof areas with a roof rake if necessary to reduce the pressure on gutters and shingles. We're going to be looking at some situations here in the next couple of days, next week. We could, flooding could be an issue. Yep. So clearing off those roofs if you can. Just be safe about doing that.
Absolutely.
Don't just be up there willy-nilly with a broom, trying to reach the snow. Get a ladder, do it properly.
Yeah, and those roof rakes, you can do those from the ground.
Yeah.
What, for a normal roof?
And one other thing they mentioned here, and I think that it doesn't seem like something you would think about, but I think listening to all this, I think we do this in our heads already, but have a plan.
Yeah.
Have a plan at how you're going to attack this, especially the kind of snow we had just had this weekend, where it's not just a couple of inches here or anything like that. You can use the snowblower and just burn right through it. You need the plan over the weekend, need the dead term. And really doing that, it's we're not talking about like you got to be Patton here, coming up with a great war technique or something.
Strategy.
It's all the things we just talked about. Yeah. That's the plan. That's, and whatever works for you, timing this wise, too. And do not let pride get in your way. Ask for help if you can. Yeah. I know not everybody has help, but if you need it, ask for it.
Right.
And don't feel bad because the majority of us do need help. The majority of us do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do encourage you to visit, if you are in pain, chiropractors are a great resource. Visiting your doctor, of course, those kind of things. But I do personally want to encourage our friends over at, or you to reach out to our friends at Stoiber Healthcare. They are always going to, they take good care of you over there. Or wherever you're listening to us, any chiropractor in your area. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back, and we got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's time to do some celebrating when we get back on the morning show here on WFHR.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Garth. Thank you. You can stay. Oh, he's leaving. He's leaving. But he's a busy guy.
He really is.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. And we encourage you to treat yourself. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank them for us. We wish them a great day over all of our good friends over at Misty's Menu. And I need a 1 through 4. Beth, what do you got?
3.
3. All right. That gives us our qualifier. All right, so we can get right into the celebrating. Now, first up, I do want to wish a very happy birthday to a good friend of mine who cannot qualify because she lives in Alabama. Raven Upton. Raven, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one. She's awesome. Amazing human being. We wish her a fantastic day.
Yeah, happy birthday, Raven.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Dolores Ott.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
Dolores is the wonderful wife of Linda Garsky.
Oh. All right.
Mom. Did I say wife?
You did. Yeah, I was very confused for a moment.
Sorry about that. Dolores is a wonderful lady.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
Yes.
Wishing her a fantastic birthday. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to John Negan.
Happy birthday, John.
He is 24 today.
Wow. Hey.
John, enjoy your day. Hope it's a happy 24 for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And also a very happy anniversary to Marvin Emmy Fuller.
Happy anniversary.
Marvin Emmy, we wish you a fantastic anniversary. Hope it's a great one for you. Don't have which one it is here, so whatever one it is, wishing you a great one. And our qualifier today, Marv Fuller.
Happy birthday, Marv.
All right.
Wishing you a good day, Marv. Hey, thank you very much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. I encourage you to keep getting them to us. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. And you could be like Marv and be our qualifier.
Right.
And maybe at the about a week from now, we're going to be announcing the winner.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll announce a winner for December's Misty's Menu. Keep those birthdays and anniversaries coming until then, everybody. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Hayley Williams is 34, lead singer of Paramore, I see. Hayley Williams of Paramore,
I really like that band.
She appeared in the music video for Taylor Swift's song Bad Blood. That is what they're saying is a fun fact about her. I don't know. I don't know much about her or Paramore or Taylor Swift, so I'm sorry. No.
Well, I would say that she is a leader of a band in her own right that's very well known.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're very popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm one of the very few people that don't know them that well, and I'm sure I've heard their music.
Yeah, you have.
What I know of her, what I've heard of her, sounds like a very good voice.
Yes.
I think I was just talking with a couple of students today about, or yesterday, about the future of acting, and where we see a lot of young actors, a lot of young 20-somethings, under 30 crowd of young actors. And I don't know if I've ever seen this amount of talent below 30.
Really?
It's just incredible. Like the, because you go deep into this, you know, like the Stranger Things kids these kids from this show and these child actors. And not since the dawn of the movie age have we seen this kind of skill level, this kind of talent. Right. Back then, you only had theater. Actor came from a theater background. So every actor was trained in theater and all this. And that's why a lot of the classic movies you watch, there are no bad actors. There are no bad scenes. I mean, these actors were coming from that world.
Right.
We lost sight of that for a long time. And it was just pretty much mom and dad wants their kid to be a star. So sending them to auditions and these kind of things with no training or anything like that. The game has changed. These kids nowadays have things like we do in town here with Hopo Productions. Right. Where these kids are able to start working at a young age. Age and stuff, so it's just so fascinating to me. And my prime example of this is celebrating his 27th birthday today, Timothy Chalamet. This kid, you see him in interviews, you hear him talk and everything, and he's got his feet on the ground. He's got a great family who help him do this, and his skill level is unparalleled at that age. I have not seen many actors with his skill level at his age. If you don't believe me, ask any director in Hollywood, because this kid is in a movie every week. He's just like, this movie. Also would kill for that jawline. It's a dang handsome kid right there. But he's just as talented as he is handsome or whatever, or young. He is I'm very excited. He's going to be playing. They're doing a Willy Wonka like prequel kind of thing.
Really?
Oh.
And he is cast as Wonka.
Oh, he would be perfect.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures of it and everything. Yeah, he looks. He's just a darn good actor.
Yeah.
Let's see here. And some people no longer with us. Or I'm some more people. John Amos from The West Wing and Roots is 83 today.
Oh.
Guitarist Mick Jones, a Foreigner, is 78.
Okay.
Actor Gerard Depardieu is 74.
Aw.
That's a good one. Let's see here. Yeah. Yep. Getting to be a tougher list here because I can't read half of these names. I'm so sorry. I do believe that is about all I had for my celebrity list here. I don't know if you two had anything or not you wanted, but that's about going to do about for the celebrities, though. But we do, again, want to wish a very happy birthday to Raven Upton. Raven, have a great birthday.
Happy birthday, Raven.
Also, a very happy anniversary to Marvin Emmy Fuller.
Happy anniversary.
A happy 24th to John Niggin.
Happy birthday, John.
John, enjoy your day. And a very happy birthday to Dolores Ott.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
And we're wishing a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Marv Fuller. Enjoy your day, sir.
Happy birthday, Marv.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a great one. Want to encourage you again to get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Go ahead and like our Facebook page. Direct message us that way as well. Get us these birthdays and anniversaries and be listening, because we are going to be announcing the winner coming up soon. So be listening next week.
Yeah.
We'll be doing this. Do want to remind the audience as a programming note as well that our Culver's Star of the Day will be this Thursday, not Friday, because we will not be here Friday.
Yeah. Right.
I will have to remember that so I don't show up on Friday.
So we also need our birthdays and anniversaries early.
Yes. Exactly. Get them to us, everybody, so we can celebrate with you and get the weekend started early on Thursday this week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. You head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stidaway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank them for us and wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Still in the Christmas spirit.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
The day after.
Everywhere you go.
The day after.
Take a look in the fire.
Hey, you just throw that in there.
There you
just
go. It's better than in between the sheets.
It still works. It still works. Oh, we're cooking all today, everybody. Right. We're having some fun today. We got some great stuff lined up for you right to the top of the hour. Keep on listening for it. Right now, I wanted to go here. Cow burps.
Okay.
It's an interesting topic. It is a fun one. Got to thank our head of news around here, Melissa Kay, for sending this over to me. Really enjoyed reading into this article. It comes to us from Courtney Everett from Wisconsin Public Radio. Big shout out to our friends at WPR. Could feeding seaweed to Wisconsin dairy cows help fight climate change? Feeding dairy cows a diet including seaweed may reduce their emissions of the potent greenhouse gas methane by up to 20%, according to initial results from the University of New Hampshire researchers. But for Wisconsin farmers who oversee more than 6,000 milk dairy cow herds, switching to seaweed could pose major problems. The grass may be difficult to find locally and it could reduce milk production. So this is one of those things that we can't just jump right into. Have to figure this out. That's where the gang from New Hampshire over there is working on, along with I do believe from what I read a different article, they're also working with UW, some students over there at University of Wisconsin Madison. So they've got a lot of people working on this to see if this is plausible. If this is something, is it one of those things that it works, but we can't make it work. You know what I mean? Like, it's too impossible to, or something like that. It's a fascinating article, Melissa.
Yeah, because if seaweed, seaweed is pretty common in the sea.
Right.
I mean, obviously, we're not here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But as a product to be shipped, you know, we're an international world, business-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that there is, you know, some way that we can find a way to make this work.
Right.
Well, and it's fascinating. How do they think to say, well, let's try feeding seaweed to cows?
Yeah.
Who came up with that idea?
I really want to be a fly on the wall when that was like, hey, guys, I got an idea. And I want to know the guy, because there's always one guy who shoots that stuff down.
Oh, absolutely.
He's like, that'll never work. They would never eat that. That's ridiculous. And I want to see that guy's face now. The United Nations estimates methane is 80 times more potent than carbon dioxide. 80 times more potent than carbon dioxide. You know those little machines we have in our houses to warn us about carbon dioxide and stuff? That should tell you something. And cows emit a lot of gas as part of their digestion. We don't make them feel bad about it, but they do. The average cow,
you know, with four stomachs.
It's very understandable, yeah. The average cow burps every 90 seconds, releasing about 264 pounds of methane annually, according to the organization's World Animal Protection.
Wow.
The New Hampshire studies are testing different varieties of seaweed to see which might be best. For example, some brown seaweed appears to reduce stress in cows, while red varieties show evidence of affecting milk production in short-term studies. Fascinating.
Well, and who knew that there were that many kinds of seaweed?
Thank you, Beth. Thank you. Yes, yes. No clue over here. Yeah.
I'm used to the green that you see when you go into the ocean. That's the seaweed I'm used to.
Red is pretty common, too, though.
Is it?
For Wisconsin farmers, another challenge, of course, using seaweed would be the economics of acquiring the grass. It could be costly to ship to dairy state or to grow in its environment. That's one of the bigger challenges. Quote, there are some companies doing that in Hawaii that may be a possibility to scale this up and then make this more feasible to be fed at the farmland.
So here's a naive question, because I know nothing about this kind of stuff. Can you grow seaweed in fresh water?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it has
require the salt.
It does.
Factor
it requires the salt
for seaweed. Okay. Plants that grow in freshwater are different.
There are no dumb questions. I looked that up too, Beth.
Thank you.
I have no problem admitting that. I wanted to know because I think in today's day and age, I think if it was 20, 30 years ago, I would have just assumed that you can't. But with nowadays, I mean, why would you not look that up? Right. The things we're pulling off every day as a human, as a race, as a species, I think it's worth looking into.
It would make life too easy if we could just grow seaweed in any lake or pond or anything like that.
That's why I knew we couldn't, because it would make this too easy. it's a great question, though. I think it was a good question. Is there anything I'm missing in this article here, Melissa?
Well, I was looking at another one just to kind of try to piggyback off of that. While they were doing this research, I find this interesting. It is specifically cow burps, not cow farts.
Okay, yeah.
So only 5% comes out the other end. It's mostly the burps that are causing this.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. No, and so scientists are looking at multiple ways of combating this, potentially selective breeding, lower emitting cows. They're working on a vaccine that targets the methane emitting bacteria in cow guts while leaving more beneficial and less polluting microbes alone. Of course, that is a slow process, but the best solutions start with the feed source, feeding additives. So I think a lot of different countries are looking at this problem because it is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's 30% emissions in dairy cows and 80% in beef cattle.
Yeah.
So it's something that is worth looking into.
Mm-hmm. We have to. I mean, we kind of have to look into these things.
Can we feed seaweed to the factories that are emitting methane as well?
If only that worked.
I like the idea. I like where you're going with that. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, a single cow can produce up to 264 pounds of methane each year.
Wow.
Why this is such a big deal, I think that, you know, we all kind of understand, but just in case you needed the reminder.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious to see, what they're going to... I don't feel like there's too much going on here. There's too much from this study that they've been able to pull for it to just kind of go by the wayside.
Right.
Well, and I think that countries that have coastland, you know, like think of the UK, think of Australia, Hawaii, you know, they're going to have access to seaweed very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be tested out in other places. And then pretty soon we're going to see companies popping up that are, seaweed is already produced and sent nationwide for human consumption.
Right.
I think it would be not a far reach for companies to pop up for, you know, cattle feed.
Well, does it specify if it has to be fresh seaweed? Can it be dried seaweed?
They eat dried hay.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
So,
I would
think that.
If it can be dried, then it's more easily shipped.
Mm-hmm. We make artificial turf.
Yeah.
Can we make artificial seaweed? I don't know.
I don't know if we should be feeding that to cows. Maybe it was bedding.
Mm. There's just way too much here to just leave this alone, though. I do think that we're going to be hearing more about this story.
Definitely worth looking into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take a break right here. We'll come back and we're talking more Wisconsin when we come back on Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the Morning Show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you, and it is 8:49 on the clock. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there, everybody. Thanks for kicking it off with us. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Well, it turns out we were going to give the ladies a day off from the kitchens open, but they realized they were looking at their contract a little closer and realized they have to get so many episodes in before the end of the year in order to get paid.
And this is the last day we're together here this week, so.
So they whips something together real quick. Found some scraps in the refrigerator.
Dug through the pantry.
But we're not serving leftovers.
Nope.
No.
Certainly not.
We're looking forward to the kitchen being open to kick off our 9 o'clock hour. We'll also get into some entertainment news. Has some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day. All of those things coming up for you. Right now, another article for Wisconsin Public Radio we go to. Wisconsin gained about 12,000 new residents in 2022, largely from people moving to the state.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Numbers came from the U.S. Census Bureau. And the article itself came to us from Evan Casey. Shout out to Evan. The numbers are an improvement over last year's population increase of 3,585 people, but there were once again more deaths than births for the second straight year in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. In 2022, there were 1,700 more deaths than births in the state, according to the data. Even so, the estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau did show that the state gained about 16,000 people as a result of net migration, or the number of people who moved here minus those who moved away.
Okay.
That includes about 8,000 international migrants.
Okay.
Okay.
The quote, the gains the state made in the last year are only the result of the new people moving in, said Barry Burden, a political science professor at University of Wisconsin-Madison. Burden said Wisconsinites, like many other states, is dealing with the issues of not having enough employees to fill open job positions. Quote, it's going to be essential for Wisconsin to continue to import people essentially from other places to keep up with its declining population from deaths and other natural causes. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin's population growth has stalled in recent years. A 2021 report from Forward Analytics found that from 2010 to 20, the Wisconsin population increased by 3.6%. That's the smallest increase in any 10-year period in the state's history. Meanwhile, neighboring states like Illinois had lost 1,141 residents last year, the third biggest net loss of residents in any state in the union. Minnesota gained about 5,700 people last year. Nationally, the population increased by 0.4% from 21 to 22, following a historically low rate of change of 0.1% from 2020 to 2021, largely, of course, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm-hmm. What does all this mean? What does this data mean to us? What does this say to us and everything? Nothing. Nothing. We're going to move on. No, obviously, this is some big news here. No matter what angle you want to take on this, this is huge. There's not many representatives I have on the air where this has not come up. And there's not one mayor I've talked to, whether it's our own Rapids mayor, Verwink, Mayor Blazer. I've talked with our mayor in Stevens Point, all of them. Population. It's one of the biggest things you worry about. Keeping my people in house, keeping my people here. It's very similar to college football recruiting, where you want a pipeline, and the biggest pipeline you want is the one in your state. You can't lose your guys to other schools. That mm-hmm. Nobody's going to want to play for you, all that. Mm-hmm. It's not that different than when these kids graduate high school and you're seeing them graduating and pushing that tassel over. Where are they going after that?
Right.
Are they staying in state? Are they moving? How is that working with our state? Because our state is getting older and older, and it's not getting younger.
Right.
And that's a concern. Obviously, it could be a lot worse. All you got to do is look at my home state in Illinois and mm-hmm. see how much worse it can be. Mm-hmm. It's not nearly as bad as I think some of the media is making it seem, but it's bad. And it could be, if you don't do something about it, it could be even worse.
Well, and it's something that everybody can see. How many help wanted ads do you see in the paper? Right. How many in signs and windows driving by? There's the worry of people leaving the state to go to other colleges. There's also the concern that UW schools have been seeing here recently of losing students coming from other states into our state. And that's been a necessary thing to help keep our UW system going. So and now we are looking at losing the UW-Richland Center extension of the UW-Platteville system. So we need people in these colleges, in these states. We need people advocating for all of our college branches to stay open. That's the lifeblood of that area.
We need to really put more of a focus on education and the importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a shocker, if you do, guess what happens? Jobs, people. Jobs, and jobs get filled, and smarter kids that are going to take over our jobs one day and all this. It actually seems like a really cool system. I'm glad I really came up with this. I don't normally have great ideas, but I think I got a good one here and everything. We take care of the youth. We make sure that they got everything they need and they're learning, and then maybe they want to stay in state, and maybe they're better at taking over these jobs than we're doing them.
But in order to do that,
there you go. You're
have
welcome,
to
everybody.
Fund the system, and that's part of the challenge that we're facing.
Mm-hmm. At the fact that 4% lower cost of living in Wisconsin than the national average, that's nothing to shirk a stick at.
No.
Because there's it's, you've talked multiple times about how expensive it is to live in California. And you know, other parts of the state, or other, I mean, other parts of the country are super expensive to live in. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin is a little more affordable. In certain areas are more affordable than others, but we can use that to draw people here.
Well, don't worry, you guys, because I'm sure the minimum wage is fine. I'm just going to look it up really quick and see what minimum wage
don't
is.
Don't have to.
Oh,
it
dear God.
The federal minimum wage is, we are one of the few states that still holds to that of $7.25 an hour.
That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't pay a 13-year-old that.
Right.
I would if I hired a 13. I swear to God, I'm not being exaggerating here. I wouldn't try to expect a 13-year-old to work for me for $7 an hour. I would not expect. They'd laugh at me. Those kids, the ones that have been getting like $20, like for every tooth they lost and things like that. These kids, you're thinking are going to work for $7 an hour? It's not about well I worked this, I did this. I don't want to hear that. I did too. So did Melissa. So did Beth. We all did. It's not the point.
No.
There's this thing called inflation. There's this thing called, you know, the economy. It grows. It changes. We shouldn't have to tell you this. If we do, I'd like to take your adult card away from you.
Wait, we got cards?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
We're supposed to, at least.
The sad thing is that's about how much I was making when I left Disney 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Was $7.40 an hour, so not much more than what the minimum wage is.
Well,
25 years.
And how much has the cost of living increased since in 25
exactly.
years? You cannot possibly pay rent in this state.
No.
Making $7.25 an hour and working 40 hours a week. It's not possible.
These companies that want to immediately respond with, oh, but if we pay our employees more, we're going to lose this, this, and this. Well, get better at your job then. You're not running your job right. Because obviously you're making more than you're paying your people. That's clear. That's obviously clear.
Mm-hmm. How much have CEO wages increased over the last 25 years?
Yeah. Didn't I just hear something that said it was like 400%?
400 to 1 is what CEOs are paid compared to their employees.
Right.
And we don't do anything about this. We complain about it. We've been complaining about it for over 20 some years, and we do nothing about this crux that we're in here with the top 1% of pay in those people and the rest of us, basically. And what do you do about that stuff? I'm glad you asked. You go ahead and you, whether it's boycotting, whether it is not using a certain product, whether it is any of those things, that's up to you. But you can't do any of that until you research these things.
Right.
Research these companies. Don't just take, hey, I've been buying this product my whole life. You ever looked into that company? You ever looked at where they get their money, how they're paying their employees, that kind of thing? Choose where you, one of the greatest assets you have is your dollar. And where you choose to use that dollar. Be smart about it. You put it in the right places. There are plenty of good companies out there. There are plenty of good organizations that are trying to do good. Doing your homework, finding that out, you find where to spend your money.
And another thing you have is your vote.
Yes.
Use that to elect people into office who actually care about the people.
Yeah.
Actually care about what happens when people can't make their rent.
And hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. When they do get into office and they don't pull off anything they said, get them out of there.
Yeah.
Get them out of there. This the idea of bringing these people back over and over and over again when they haven't even done anything. Look at it doesn't take a big Google search or anything to look at what your local politicians or just politicians in general have accomplished. If they have not done what they said they were going to, if they haven't done anything, I mean, get them out of here. What's Ron Johnson ever done, for God's sake? Like, I mean, how is he still in this job? Like, these kind of things. Like, seriously.
Right.
I'm generally asking, like, why we continue to do this, other than it's just lazy politics. Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, name recognition.
I know that guy. Or, oh, I don't know that guy, but he's got the initial that I like in front. He's got an R or a D in front of his name. So, no, get off your lazy butt, do a little homework, and then get out there and do this work. Do the voting, do these things. Otherwise, What are we doing here? Why are we doing any of this?
Right.
Other than to buy time, you know, and that's a worthwhile reason though. That is a little bit of a worthwhile reason. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some entertainment news. We're going to have some Betty Wright stories, good stories of the day, and the kitchen will be open in minutes here on the morning show at WFHR.